ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So I welcome you all to this Bhagavad Gita on this 29th May 2009. Today we will be discussing about two verses from the fourth chapter. This is Transcendental Knowledge. This is really all important chapter where we cover all the important verses. For example, Bahuni Vetitani, Yadayadai Dharmasya, Nama Karmani Limpanti. So today we are focusing on fourth chapter, 41 verse and 42nd verse. So I shall just read this verse and purport, and then we'll discuss the main purport of Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So the verse is there, 441. You can repeat after me. Yoga sanyasta karmana, jnana sanchinna samshaya, atmavantam tana karmani, dibandanti dhananjaya. Translation. One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus, he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches. In the purport, so Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada mentions, one who follows the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita as it is imparted by the Lord, the personality of Godhead himself becomes free from all doubts by the grace of transcendental knowledge. He as a part and parcel of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness. He is a part and parcel of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness is already established in self-knowledge. As such, he is undoubtedly above bondage to action. In text number 42nd, is not mentioned, you just please hear. Tasma dadnyana sambhutam ratastam jnana sinatmanaha chitvaim samshayo yogatishtam astostishta tabharataha. In translation it says, therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart are out of ignorance shall be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharat, O Bharata, stand and fight. In the purport, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada mentions, the yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga, or eternal activities performed by the living entity. This yoga has two divisions of sacrificial actions. One is called sacrifice of one's material possessions, and the other is called knowledge of self, which is pure spiritual activity. If sacrifice of one material possession is not devoted for spiritual realization, then such sacrifice becomes material. But one who performs such sacrifice with a spiritual objective or in devotional service makes a perfect sacrifice. When we come to spiritual activities, we find that these are also divided into two, namely, understanding of one's own self or one's own constitutional position and the truth regarding the Supreme Person of Godhead. One who follows the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is can very easily understand these two important divisions of spiritual knowledge. For him, there is no difficulty in obtaining perfect knowledge of the self as a part and parcel of the Lord. And such understanding is beneficial. For such a person can easily understand the transcendental activities of the Lord. In the beginning of this chapter, the transcendental activities of the Lord were discussed by the Supreme Lord Himself. One who does not understand the instructions of the Gita is faithless, and to be considered to be misusing the fragmental independence awarded to him by the Lord. In spite of such instructions, one who does not understand the real nature of the Lord as the eternal, blissful, all-knowing personal Godhead is certainly fool number one. Ignorance can be removed by the gradual acceptance by the principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is awakened by different types of sacrifices to the demigods. Sacrifice to the Brahman, sacrifice in celibacy, in household life, in controlling the senses, in practicing the mystic yoga, in penance, in forgoing the material possessions, in studying the Vedas, and in partaking of the social institution called Varnashram Dharma. All of these are known as sacrifice, and all of them are based on regulated action. But within all these activities, the important factor is self-realization. One who seeks that objective is real student of Bhagavad Gita. It's mentioned here. One who seeks the objective about self-realization is a real student of Bhagavad Gita. But one doubts the authority of Krishna, falls back. One is therefore advised to study Bhagavad Gita or any other scripture under a bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. A bona fide spiritual master is in a disciplic succession from the time eternal, and it does not deviate at all from the instructions of the Supreme Lord as they were imparted millions of years ago to the Sun God, from whom the instructions of Bhagavad Gita have come down to the earthly kingdom. One should therefore follow the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is expressed in Gita itself, and beware of self-interested people after personal aggrandizement who deviate others from actual path. The Lord is definitely the Supreme Person, and His activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person from the very beginning of his study of Bhagavad Gita. Thus is the end of Bhaktivedanta purport to the fourth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of transcendental knowledge. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Urmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Nuvaishnavamsha Sri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtai Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavatanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishay Namaha He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dinavandho Jagatpate Opesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Grupa Sindhu Bevacha Nanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Gopinath ki jai. basically, I'm not at all qualified to sit on this vasasan. But as per the instructions of the authorities, I am just in the service mood. I'm trying to tell something which I learned from my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and all this parampara. So please forgive me about any offenses. So today we are talking about the theme is which is given to me, that no sinful reactions to such a person who performs his duties with transcendental knowledge. Now especially this theme is mainly applicable to me. I am most sinful. Because working in corporation, you know, the people who are working in corporation are most sinful. I don't know about any of the experience, but if you happen to go any municipal office, what is the first reaction? First reaction, I don't know. Dusra kya hai? One thing, other they do. First thing, I don't know. Second thing, go to the other place. Third thing, they will again make some confuse. So I am most sinful. So this is applicable to me. How to apply this knowledge in the Krishna service? Doing the Krishna's knowledge. Doing what are the world activity in the service of the Supreme Lord? So that we will learn now. So I'll just compare two things. A person who is engaging in his work for his own individual benefit, and a person who is engaging his acts in the service of the Lord. Now, I will give one, two examples which I have seen by my own eyes. There was a one deputy commissioner. His name is Mohan Kadam. In the name, the Mohan is there. We always say it's Madan Mohan. Isn't it? So Mohan, in the name, it was there. But his act was not proper. Always engaging so many, improper activities. Always doing nonsense activities. And ultimately, when our acts is not connected with the Supreme Lord, this Maya Shakti always attacks. And that person was attacked by the cancer. In the service, he was having all sorts of luxuries. All sorts of luxuries. Very good car. In the Bombay, 4-bedroom hall kitchen flat, terrace flat, everything was there. But he was attacked by cancer.